Good morning. Good to see you all here. Praise God. Expecting great things. Expecting great things. Well, I'm going to get started. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you. Pray for us. Well, I'm going to pray a prayer for you that I know will be honored. That's important, isn't it? Empty words of prayer that be honored. What is that? Word of God. Holy Spirit. Colossians 1. Thank you, Father. In the same, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints. Because of the hope built up for you in heaven, of this we heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does amongst you since the day we heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Amen. And so it goes on to say, I'm going to skip down a little bit unless your name is, but you know, thank you, Father. And so from the day we have heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, that you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, and knowing that He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and translated us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory.
My life is not my own, I surrender to you. I am your servant, it's you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for filling us today, Lord. Enlightening us. That we may see. We must see. We have to see. That we can see the truth. We can see where we're at. And we can see where you're at. And we can make adjustments. We can make adjustments. Today is the day to make adjustments. Adjustments. In your race. Your race against time and the quest for completion. Amen. Hi, Vinny. Good to have you. It's good to have you all. Thank you for coming, battling, getting here. I don't know if it was easy, good, you woke up cheerful, or it was a flat, like pulling. Like, yeah, pulling your own teeth with pliers, Matt. You're here. Right? Versus scary. Hurts bad. It sure is not a good method to do it. But I'm going to start out a little bit. The message and whole goal is just to got to start, right? Get your groove and let the Spirit begin to flow. Let Him begin moving. Stand out. You start this day, victory's in the new. The biggest key, and it sounds so simple, and it is simple, but it's hard. It's hard because it's not received. You know, Jesus said lots of places, but Revelation 21, and I don't know why, for the sake of me in my Bible, it's not red letter, but it's not. It's red letter all kinds of places, but He says, "Behold, I make all things new. Behold, I make all things new." And we know that Jesus is the beginning and He is the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the first to be born again. He'd be the last. Everything's in Him. He is all truth. He is everything. He is everything. What is Jesus to you? Richard Stoops would say, "He is my everything." He's everything. You know, the thought came, the way we see God is how we approach life. The way we see God is the way we approach life. How we make decisions. You know? I was watching a short video on dachshunds. I don't know if you're familiar with YouTube. It has shorts. It says shorts and it has little things playing. It was about dachshund that was going on sand. You know, only creature that wakes up mad at the world and goes out there 5 pounds of bad decisions right. You can speak to it, it'll look right at you, comprehend everything you say, pause for a moment and say, "Nah." Right? But if they got the heart of a big dog, brave as anything, there's something else. You either love them or hate them, but I thought, you know, we kind of like that too. It takes time. It takes time. And the way you see it, your whole call, everything, you know, it takes time. A lot of us can look back. Most of us have over 25 years of being born again. Am I right? And after 25 years, sometimes it seems like, man, things are getting more. They're getting less. Benjamin had a great message last week. If you dare watch it, you know, I think it was called about yesterday's oil. Now it's his, it's not mine. But it's very convicting. You know? Because, like, well over 25 years ago, 40 years ago, all of us, I presume, except for, you know, those of you who are young, we all willingly made a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I speaking the truth? We made a covenant. Everything that's yours is mine. Everything that mine is yours. Covenants are binding. I'm not here to listen. There's no, somebody say, hey, there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Can we say that? Let's say it. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And what is in Christ Jesus? The new. The new. The new. The new. He says, behold, I make all things new. Many years ago, Benjamin's dad prophesied on me. He said, son, let me finish the work. I started the work in you. Let me finish the work in you. Then I will release you. You know, I've had a lot of prophecies over my life. How about you? But that one was deep in my spirit. And deep in yours. Because you know, anything to me is not to me. It's to you. It's to Him. All prophecy is unto Him. Everything we preach must be Jesus. I want to tell you what. Anybody that preaches you anything, leads you away from Jesus, run as far as you can. When they start talking about how great you are and talking about you, run. Because, listen, you want to talk about how do you say it? Like there's enticed by lust, beautiful women or men or whatever. There's the enticement of building up of self. Pride comes before the fall. The meek shall inherit the earth. The meek. You know. Linda was sharing me today. Can you remember it by heart? It was great. It was a thing. It was by Billy Graham's wife. I'm sure she has a name. But it says Billy Graham's wife on her tombstone. What did it say, honey? Are you... One more time, honey, please.
So it says, end of construction. Yeah, end of construction. Thank you for your patience. We will all stumble in this journey of life. For no one is perfect. But we have a perfect Savior who is patient, loving, and always ready.
That's powerful. I mean, for a man of winning souls, man, she spoke the message about finishing it. You know, part of winning souls is not just starting, it's finishing, if you think about it. Finishing it. Finishing the work. We are being saved. That's why we're in a fallen world. Who's the ruler of this world? Who's the ruler of this world? Satan is the ruler of this world. It doesn't belong to him, but it's by what? Jesus has all dominion, but it's by His will, by His foresight, by His plan that He has allowed this. Revelation talk, you're blessed if you read this book aloud. How many know that? You're blessed if you read the book of Revelations aloud. And He says, you know, let them know the things that must take place. But victory is in the new. Victory is in the new. Victory is in the new. And only God can reveal it. You know, years ago, and it might have old wounds in Linda, but that old Linda's dead now, so I'm not going to worry about it. Right? She'll try to pop up. She tries to pop up every now and then. Right? Speaking to one old man to one old lady. We're going over there. Right? I was in the Amway business, and I don't think I sold $50 worth of soap, but spent thousands of dollars doing it, though, didn't I? Going all over the place. But God had a plan in all of it, but it looks like a major failure, a major waste. See, in life, it looked like it. Things are not what they seem, folks. Aren't you glad, Penny? Things are never what they seem.
Look again.
Your unrecoverable, death-defying mistakes are surely going to take the world out. Listen, man, God isn't worried about it. He's using it. You got to get used to that. It'll give you joy. Because victory is in the new. Right? Superman, what is that? You got a letter in there or whatever? Can't get it any farther. It's the breaking of the outer man. But anyway, of all that time, there was one guy, I guess the only thing I gleaned from it was one statement. And it goes like this. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Well, think about it. Just let that go. A man convinced, made arguments, convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Facts don't matter, this and that. A man has made his choice. I think Mark Twain said it's easier to fool a person than it is to convince him that he's been fooled. You know? Revelation says, and the whole world has been deceived by the evil one. Master deceiver. All truth is in Jesus. It's in the new. He gives you eyes to see. But we're in a place where it takes humility to be dealt with. And we like to think we're the Holy Ghost. Come on now. We all do. We like to think we got the answers for everybody. But don't you mess with me. But like, I like that word. End of construction. Let them words sing. End of construction. Thank you for your patience. The thing about churches, you know, is like a lot of people run away too quick. Well, it was good. Like somebody said, it'll be good until you get there. Which is kind of a hard thing to say, but you think about it. Right? We're all big bags of problems, aren't we? We're all big bags of problems. The Bible says, bear up with one another. Bear up with one another. Thank you for your patience. Bear up. He is good. He is so good. Goes on to say, let's go back to Colossians a minute. That's not Colossians. Man, this Bible's like, it's a wonderful Bible. My fingers don't have oils or something. It's just like pages stick together. You don't need that information, do you? Let's bring in Colossians 1. Let's go into 15 where I stopped. The preeminence of Christ is a little heading. Colossians 1 and 15. This speaks to Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created. Listen to that, that's thinking. For by him all things are created. He's the firstborn of all creation, but Jesus is not a creation. He is God. We know this, don't we? He is God. Jesus is God. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. Wow. There's not a thing ain't going on. Everything. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And in Him, all things hold together. I have a book, I can't remember her name. She used to be, I wouldn't call her a witch, but she was into witchcraft and whatever. She had a gift. You know, how many know that gifts are just that, a gift? Gift don't mean you're special to God. Gifts mean He's given you a gift for what? The building up of the body of Christ. But what identifies you as a child of God is what? Character. His nature. The new. Not faking it, trying to emulate it, but letting it manifest through. But anyway, this gal, as a little girl, she had a prophetic gift. And whatever, you know. And anyway, the enemy got a hold of it. I don't know how that all works. They seem to know our gifts before we do, don't we? A lot of these people, you're going to be amazed who becomes to Christ in the days to come. Right? There's some of the most godless people getting saved, man. Anyway, long story short, she went through all this stuff, and anyway, she ended up getting saved. She had a life after death, or whatever you call it, you know. A dead experience where she died, when she actually died, went up seeing the Lord and came back. But she said she was sitting on a park bench with the Lord, and she couldn't look at Him because she'd been in witchcraft all this time. She couldn't look at Him, and she said she was angry at Him, but she couldn't look at Him. Right? He's overwhelming. But He got her to look up at her, and He's speaking to her, and He said, "I got something to show you." And He took His robe and He opened up His robe just kind of like this. And she said she's seen the universes, everything, just the cosmos. Like it was like the way she described it, the way she understood it. But how many, when we see something, it's only in our understanding, but it says all things, once again it says, and all things are in Him. Does that give you peace? We have to fight for peace. See, the old is fighting against the new. The old is fighting against the new. It works like this. Even with people. See, it's one thing to walk with God, but we're not called to be aliens. We are called to a body. I've heard man of God and woman of God all over the place sensing that God is bringing us to unity. But unity is more than that. It's an awareness that we are one. We're in the body, right? What's hard is when you're trying to walk with somebody else. That's why we're in a season right now where it's like, you know, you can think, "Oh, what's wrong with this church?" You know, where's the people? Where's the action? Where's all this God? Except we can say all that, you know, we just walk by sight, or we can look again and say, "He's not finished yet." He's not finished yet. It's like me and trying to walk with Linda and her walk with me. When Linda, you know, there's the flesh. Linda's trying to grow in God, and then my flesh tears her down. I'm trying to grow in God, and her flesh tears me down. It's a war. Oh, don't tell me you don't know that. But she doesn't want that, and I don't want that. And you don't want that. He doesn't want that. I'm going to get back to this, but Benjamin was talking about yesterday's oil. And it was kind of a thing, kind of a a cutting, convicting thing, but he was going to Revelation, basically speaking, you know, the Lord speaking to the churches. And he, you know, he says, our calling is not a monument. It's a living fire. Is the fire still burning? See, fire is not something, I'm on fire for God. Fire consumes. It destroys what is old. Is the fire still burning? Every man's work will be tested. That means woman will be tested. Everything in hay, wood, and stubble will be burned up. There's a reason we've been left this long on the earth. Isn't that right? We are His. He's going to the point, he says, the Lord will come, and He will come. And it's not a matter of what you've done or what's happened in your life, but where you're at now. In other words, he said it like this. Does the Lord find use in you now? Period. In other words, does He have free will? Think about that. Does He have free will with Phil? Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, oh, man. No, He doesn't. No, He doesn't. This isn't a legalistic thing. Right? It's getting back to things saying, you know, the realization, He saved us. We accepted it. We didn't have to. We could be millionaires right now. The devil could make us millionaires, make us billionaires. We could be living high off the hog. We could do all that kind of stuff. We could die and be in torment forever. We had a choice, don't we? I had a choice. Read that saying again.
End of instruction. Thank you for your patience. We will all stumble in this journey of life, for no one is perfect. But we have a perfect Savior who is patient, loving, and always ready to serve.
Let's give Him thanks, shall we? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Finish the work in us. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Make a decision today, an adjustment today. Freely we receive. Freely we give. Thank you, Lord, to let us see again where we've said, nah to you. Please whisper it to us again. The light. Please show us that we may walk pleasing according to you. Help us, pleasing, starting today. You know where we're at. Thank you that you're carrying us to the end. You're merciful. You are merciful. You know who we are. We need to know who you are. And it's Connie's song, I believe the Holy Spirit giver. And when we see you, we will become like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for the rest today. Rest in everybody's soul in Jesus' name. Rest in your soul in Jesus' name. Amen. Think about that. The Old Testament, it wasn't their time. It wasn't time because we needed to be here. They had a burden they couldn't keep. Isn't that right, Skip? They couldn't keep it. They couldn't keep it. They couldn't keep it. They had a burden they couldn't keep. But Jesus says, those of you who are tired and weary, worn out, shot, ready to give up, come to me because I am lowly in spirit. He carries us. He is saving us. You understand, we got to see He has got to carry us to the end. Ain't nobody doing anything for Jesus. Jesus is doing everything for everybody. Oh, He works through us. It's A spirit person can see Connie. Connie can be busy doing all kinds of stuff. Her spirit is, I ain't gonna give him all the glory. But they know, they see Jesus in her. They see another person, and they just see that person. Being loved and exalted by man and all this, but that person is dead. This gal is alive. He says, behold, my Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on in him, rests in him, shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. He is the Creator. It is not wrong for him to destroy what he's created if it does not bear what he's produced, what he's called it to produce. But when you come born again, you're beyond a creator. You are now his child, born of him. Through his son, in his son. Let this be birthed in you today. That your perception of who God is becomes deeper. And therefore your walk will change. Your decisions will change. Step by step. Baby steps, step by step. And I had this one thing written down once. It was on a little card in the last part. But it's step by step. Every step will be a miracle. Every step will be a miracle. A miracle. Does anybody other than me know the frustration of, like, especially when you're not you're a phlegmatic, which means you're a low energy person, you know, with a lot to do, and you've got a wife who's anything but a low energy person, wondering why you ain't getting nothing done. But it's beyond her. She knows she's good. But you got a lot to do. You don't have jobs. You have stress. How many things when it comes on and you begin to see, you know, I got this to do today, or eat the penny, man, I got all this stuff to do, we got all this stuff to do, and it begins weighing. You know, the big thing is when you start thinking ahead, it starts getting heavy. I got, you know, down this date, I've got to do this, and what happens is it steals all the days before that date because you're worrying about something that you need not worry about. But when the reality is we are putting all the pressure on us, we're looking to us to be the source. But when we see God differently and understand the gospel, then we come at rest. And then we're no longer quoting scriptures, but we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's funny, years ago, there was a friend, Richard Moore. He's my childhood friend growing up. He was the best friend and the worst friend. He'd be a great friend, then he would stab me back in a minute. Every girlfriend I tried to steal. He tried to steal Linda, but luckily she shut that down in a hurry. Am I telling the truth? Yeah. Thank you, Richard. But he's gone now. You know, his candle burned out fast. I hope he's with the Lord. That's all I can say. But I remember once, he was a master mechanic. He was just gifted with it. You know, just he was just like lights out. He just understood it. He was born to be a mechanic. And there was a time this many years ago, but cars were just coming out with EEPROMs. They're like the earliest version of a computer chip, right? EEPROM. It's just a chip that's programmed. Your phone's got hundreds of them in it and stuff and whatever. Well, it's got one main one. It's called your CPU, but you don't care about that. But I mean, there was EEPROM, and it's just a big old thing. It looks like with little pins sticking out of it. And he was working on our car once, and he was going to put a new EEPROM, and he showed it to me. And he said, listen, we're going to put a new EEPROM in. Oh, really, man? Look at this. He says, you know, I got to do it. You can't. You're not able to do this. Now, he didn't mean anything, but for some reason, That irritated me to this day. I release you, I forgive you, but it's like, you're not able to do this. You know what? At that time, I didn't understand an EEPROM. I didn't say anything about that. But one thing I know is, listen, even if we don't know how to do something, we can do it because we have Jesus. We have to. That got a rise. Woohoo! Well, bless God, it works for me. If we can do it because we have Jesus, greater is He who's in us than He's in the world. And if it's not firing you up, then listen, I'm afraid to say that we must look again and see, is Jesus grown up in us? Benjamin made a statement. You know, these people, you know, I've said it, you said it, we all said it. How come God's not answering our prayers? Then he was saying, listen, when He searches you, when He searches me, and He makes assessment of where we're at, listen, He decides if He is obligated to honor your request. That struck me. Doesn't that strike you? He decides if He's obligated to fulfill your requests. The Word says you have to do that. He's the Lord. Is He obligated to fulfill our requests? Because why? We are His. He is ours. He is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings. We serve Him, not the other way around. In other words, we yield to Him. We know Him. Know Him. Once again, say it one more time, Linda. Say what she said. So guys, get built back up now. Get built back up. I see you guys deflating.
End of construction. Thank you for your patience. We will all stumble in this journey of life. For no one is perfect. But we have a perfect Savior who is patient, loving, and always ready to forgive.
Amen. Once again, He's doing the work. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us with love we do not understand. What did the apostles do when they understood that how much Jesus loved them? They were excited that He died for them. They were excited to die for Him. And a martyr excited to die for the Lord. It considers it an honor. But see, you can die without actually dying. Did you know that? You can die without actually dying. A man and woman convinced against his or her will. What is the key word here? Will. 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 The will. The will. Convinced against our will. What did Dachshund say? They hear you. They consider it. They look right at you and say, nah. Gonna do it this way. You know? You're not coming through. So I got a plan. You're not doing this. That's last thing, you can watch it. Or you don't have to watch it, whatever. Maybe you're not ready to watch it. And that's fine. But you know, Benjamin was saying, it stuck with me because, listen, we all have to be accountable. Sometimes you're accountable to people that don't even see or know. Well, I know him. But you know what I'm getting at? It's like God blesses when He chooses to bless. Let me say it again. He blesses when He chooses to bless. He knows best. How many being like me? You know, I've been looking the other day as like looking, you know, almost, head, you know, 63. Dude, man, I'm on the back end of life here. And I'm put in, and I chose to get into this thing called serving the Lord, following the gospel. And the temptation to look back is strong, so strong that I do look back at times. How about you? And say, man, I wasted years. I could have made thousands and thousands of dollars. And then I see Jesus looking at me. And he goes, and Phil, finish, Phil. What were you going to say? You can fill in the blanks, right? You can fill in the blanks. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. End of construction. End of construction. Thank you for your patience. Remember Neil said to us, honey, look again. Look again. We were many times, me and her, same thing. Why did we do this? See him in Jesus' name looking at and finish. Go ahead, finish. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to hit our knees and say, thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You know, you've heard that thing. What are we saying? Do as I say and not as I do. That's Pharisee. The Pharisees show up on Sunday, and the real you is shows up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But Jesus is looking at who's showing up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But here's a new saying. Do as I do and not as I say. Do as I do. I was reading something was on my computer. It's old. I don't even know what the name of it is, man. It was talking about ministers. And it said it's a travesty. It was a long thing, big words, man. I'm, you know, struggling to get through it and whatever. Need a dictionary to go every 5 feet. But it's a travesty for the man of God to feed others but starve himself. Or the woman of God to feed others but starve themselves. To preach salvation to others, but be a child of hell and end up in hell themselves. Gang, brothers and sisters, clan, whatever you want to call it, I want to tell you, let's be honest. There's many ministers in hell. There's many Christians in hell in name only. It's the new. It's the new. It's the new. It's the new. How many says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling? The way you see the Lord is the way you're going to approach life. You will be the boss or He will be the Lord. You will call the shots and the plan B. I got a plan B. You know, we're all like the rest of us. So you know, I'm sitting here today and I'm thinking, you know what? I can only impart to you by the Spirit what I've partaken of. Right? What I have victory over. That's why I can't go along. So-and-so teaches. This is a great teaching. Let me tell you about it. It has to be tried. I don't own it unless it's what? Tried in me. The Word of God is tried. You don't own anything that you hear. You own what you have been worked out in you. You know, I said that it's like you can die without dying, is we can lose our opinion. A man convinced against his will. Be open-minded to the Lord. It's a decision, and it makes you have to be humble. Right? Your pedigree's got to be gone. Really don't care what schools you went to or didn't go to or what churches you've been to or didn't been to or whatever, because it's not a memorial. It's not what you did yesterday for me. It's not past successes. The Lord says, He says it now because He's the Lord of life. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of living. He says, do I see my life in you? Do I see my life in you? When we went to the fig tree, what did he do? Penny goes up the fig tree, see if there's some fruit. He knew there wasn't any fruit. Said the season went there, but he showed his disciple there was no fruit, and he cursed it, and it withered on the spot. It started withering. One of the Gospels said they came back and it was dead, and they're like, wow. I'm trying to bring you down. He said, you're bringing us down. I'm reminding us. In a sense, we're married. Right? We belong to the Lord. But He is so loving. He is little by little, Skip, little by little, pulling the stuff out, isn't He? Little by little. No! You want to keep it? You want to keep it? No, I don't want to keep it. Agreement. You want to keep it? You want to keep it? Our state, the state we're in, is because of our decision. I've got to just say it flat. Another thing Neil Myers used to say, and it stuck with me, people like nuggets. One person might just be good. I'll always remember him by a statement. But Neil always said, he said, we're all like the rest of us. Whatever I see, like say, Penny, you just need to overcome, man. You got to overcome this. But the reality is, if I go look in the mirror, my God, I am Penny. I'm doing the same thing as her in a different area. I'm sorry. This is my calling. But He's going to build you up. He's going to build you back up. Victory is in the new. Victory is in the new. You cannot put new wine in old wineskins. Victory is the new. What is the enemy? He keeps you in the old. That's why you build up self. You're taking my identity, this and that. No, you got a new identity. You don't know it yet. We don't know it yet. We lead by example. Paul says, follow my example. What I do. See, I'm speaking today. Aren't you glad, Rob? I'm speaking today, but what matters is what the Holy Spirit is convicting you of now. Do you understand? I'm speaking, but the Holy Spirit is doing the work. And what He's convicting you now. And if you receive that conviction and say, okay, where do we go from here? And go with it. Go with it. The Lord will honor it. He will honor it. He will finish His work in you. He will finish His work in you. He's speaking now. I can sense it. He's speaking now, is He not? He will finish it. You see in your spirit, you say, I can't. It's scary. I can't do it. Take my hand. Right? Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil. You do it. Look at them decisions where you said, man, I'm going to cave. There comes a point where you say, listen, I can't cave too much longer because I am running out of time. Projects have deadlines. This is powerful. Say one more time, please.
End of construction. Thank you for your patience. We will all stumble through this journey of life, for no one is perfect. Savior who is patient, loving, and always ready.
Look at that. This journey, we have a perfect Savior. Aren't you glad, Connie? We have a perfect Savior. Connie is being saved. You are being saved. Well, what about my calling and my destiny and my assignments and all this kind of stuff? We can have this. We all have this, do we not? Is to what? To be an example of a work that Jesus is doing, a work in progress. You know, on your worst day before unbelievers, you got nowhere to go but up. You see me bad, but bless God, I'm looking to Him, and you're going to witness the change. Not I, but Christ in I. Not I, but Christ in I. Skip, not you, but Christ in you. Where'd Skip go? Not you, but Christ in you. He's hid at His return. Oh, the revealing of His church, His people, His new Jerusalem, His living stones. His revealing. It takes strength to comprehend. It's easy to spout out the Scriptures, but it's hard to believe. It takes strength from Him. He must give you power to believe. You cannot believe unless He grants it to you. Repent. Do you know repentance must be granted to you? Everything is given to you. But see, Bentley's not like regular dachshunds. He's a God dachshund. Not them little devil ones that bite you in the face, but them. He's a God dachshund. Oh, he has them dachshund traits. Right? But he desires to please. Does he not, honey? He desires to please. He wants to please. Though he's screwing up. Right? Like his alpha master me. I want to please, though I'm screwing up. Every day, Liz's got a list of 27 things that I failed to do. Now, I've got to see that she's not getting it. She's just bringing my attention that you didn't do them. And you could ask her, and he says, he's easily offended. Would you not say that? He's like, boy, man, just matching gas. But she knows that I want to do right. I want to. And I don't. At the same time. Oh, wretched man I am. He is good. Listen, this kills a lot of ministries in the bud right there, but listen, how many that Jesus is building the church, is he not, people? He's building the church. Listen. Gonna sit over there. Michelle, I just hear you feel like you're being crumpled. It's like this. But it's what do you call it? Amigori, whatever? That Japanese folding thing?
Origami.
You're not being crumpled, it's origami. You're being folded and manipulated and made into something beautiful. It's folding, Michelle. It's folding, changing, redirection. Redirection, Michelle. Redirection. Him by His loving hand. For the illumination and the observance of your children and your grandchildren, of your neighbors, those around you, and those you haven't even met yet. Some will see the finished product. Well, close to finish, because then you're out of here. And others will see the process and be encouraged and engage and choose to go into it themselves. See, this is the work of God. And this is the work of God's people. Manifesting the work of God. Can take no glory. Can only give praise. Take no glory. Can only give praise. Can only give thanksgiving to the one who is worthy. See, There's a lot of times, oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. It sounds like a squeaky little mouse just barely puking it out. When it comes from the heart, man, and you know it. Because you see differently. You see differently. You see the reality. Amen. I was looking for something. No, I can't find it. God, you could read in the whole Bible here, ripping off here. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, in that everything He might be preeminent. For in Him, somebody say in Him. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through Him to reconcile to Himself all things. See, Jesus loves. He is reconciling. He didn't bring you for punishment. He's bringing you for restoration. Some of the most beautiful flowers come from some of the ugliest seeds. True. The most beautiful flowers come from some of the ugliest seeds. Beautiful flowers. But what happens? That seed must be planted. It must die and grow. Weather the storms. Go through adversity. That's what makes it tough. That's what that gives it endurance. In due season, though, it reaps. But everything was in it. Everything was in it. Everything's in the seed. Everything's in the seed. Nothing needs to be added to it. It just needs the environment. Behold, He makes all things new. Behold, He makes all things new. Get to know your Lord and Savior. Get to know your Lord and Savior. I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying we're all at the same place. See, a person only knows what they do. If you know it, that means you believe it. If you believe it, you do it. Ask the Lord, search my heart. A dead person has no judgment. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. A person who chose not to lose his life is already in judgment. Myself included. I told you a few weeks ago, but you know, I'll tell you again. The Lord revealed to me at least one time how close I was to going to hell. I thought I was the holiest thing around. You say, no, I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it. I do. I don't even believe it. I know. He told me how close I was to going to hell many, many times. What does that mean? There's no fruit. No fruit, Penny. No fruit. Phil's got no fruit. Phil doesn't. The life is dying in Phil. The Lord's looking for His life. He gave life. You want to keep the law? Look to yourself. Go do it. He says, let the wicked be wicked still. Let the righteous be righteous still. But behold, He's coming. He's coming quickly. He's good. He's looking at that marriage covenant again, isn't it? I was watching this YouTube video last night, real quick. It was because I wasn't man enough to watch the Nuggets get stomped. I couldn't handle it. I knew they were going to lose. I just did. I just knew, honey, they were going to lose, and I couldn't stand it. And that old thing is, well, I hate Minnesota and this and that. So you just get past that. I need delivered, but it's real. But I was watching this thing, and there's this Hispanic gal, and she's being interviewed, but she reminded me of Rosa. Like, I love Rosa. And she was talking about, and she brought up Catholic, like Rosa was and stuff. But she was talking about, and this is just her case, but she was she'd been married 3 times. And the first time, she was very young. But she said whenever things would happen bad in her life, she would try to get a relationship to fix it. She was looking to man to fix it, she basically said. And the Lord showed her in a dream. There was a lot of stuff went on, but that she was a believer, a Christian, whatever that she'd been married again, you know, 3 times, that she was in adultery. She was going to hell for adultery. But the real thing was, it wasn't even that it was bigger than idolatry. It was idolatry. Putting something else in the place of God to fulfill a need. I'm not talking about law here. I'm talking about life. But she didn't get sent to hell. The Lord just revealed to her to wake her up and also instruct her. But she still married her third husband, who's not a believer. But she's standing strong. She says, I'm still fighting. I'm still praying for him. I'm still praying him. But see, listen. So she's got a sucky marriage, but she's honoring the Lord because she fears the Lord. See, aren't you glad that every case is different? My case before the Lord's different than your case, or your case, or your case. See, it's knowing Him. When He says, honey, it's time to hold Him, or it's time to fold Him, you need to do it. That's why you've been left on the earth. That's why we've been left on the earth. See, gifts. Somebody say gifting. Thank God for gifting. It's easy to win souls when you're in your own life be a mess. How many ministers have you seen? And there's very many. And I'm not against anybody because He revealed to me I was in trouble too. That go off their giftings, let the world be known, but don't allow the work to be done in them. Living God. He's alive. And He loves us. And He's working. Aren't you glad He's working? Listen, I want to tell you something. There ain't nothing you haven't done that He didn't know about. And He probably even allowed you to go through. It was part of your journey. Let me get aside. It's part of your journey. Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Somebody say, I'll fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Did I say that right? He's with you. He ain't busting you over the head. He's saving you. There is no mess His blood can't get you through. Why? Because He ain't dealing with the old penny. And He says, I did this, I did this. He says, Penny! Hey. Open it up. There you are. See that, honey? That's the new you. That's the new you. Behold, He makes all things new. He says, look, oh, look, look to me, look to me, look to me. Behold, He makes all things new. The old is gone. The old is gone. The old is gone. He needs you to see that the old is gone. You believe that the old is gone. This is simple, but it's profound, isn't it? Somebody help me find out in Philippians. Oh, I've read it a gazillion times where Paul says, man, this one thing I do. Let's go with that. In 3. Thank you, Connie. Okay, let's go to Philippians 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Somebody say rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. What does that mean? Be rejoice. It's like enter the joy of the Lord. Be rejoiced. In other words, enjoy His joy. Be it in Him. Enjoy His joy. There's nothing like being the kid on the outside. How many was not accepted in high school? Oh, I know. You were too, honey. But I know she felt like she got persecution. But you were such a hot little thing, though, that you had a sweetie. And she, one thing about Linda, man, she even back then, she's, you got to know this about her. She is always for the underdog. Right? She's always for the underdog. She will come out swinging, man, for the underdog. Anyway, I felt I need to say that. But anyway, you know, we all felt like it was like not to be accepted, not in this world. But you got to. But the Lord says, you know, not only He knew that, but that's where He placed us. That we not trust in ourselves, but learn to trust in Him. We are new. Skip, where do you come from? Do you come from Sterling, Colorado? No, you did. He died. Go look at the grave. You want to visit Him, man. But you come from Zion. You come out of Christ. You're a new creature. A new creature. The new. Huh? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Thank you. 12 and 13. I'm going to head right over there. So let's start 3 and 7. I need to start at the beginning. I'll read fast and then I'll slow down. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord, and to write the same thing to you is not troublesome to me, as it is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out those who mutilate the flesh. We are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. And here Paul goes with his resume. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. This is man. But he goes, but listen, he says, but. Somebody say, but. But means forget everything up above. It says, but whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. In other words, who loses his life will gain it, even in this life and the life to come. You're not taking anything with you. It's got to start in your outlook. The way you see God will determine the way you walk in the earth. Decisions you make. You will do what the world does. You will trust in what the world trusts. I'm not being legalistic. You got the Holy Spirit that leads you in all truth. Aren't you glad? Some of you are in a process. I'm going to finish reading here, but it reminds me of Glenn a little while. It was on Pastor's Appreciation. He was giving that word, and he was saying some things to me or whatever. It was awesome. I got it in the Spirit. But then he said to Linda, she would be the triage. And then Glenn says, we'll need bound up because we do stupid things. Right? In other words, we're in a process. Making dumb decisions. Right? Like a dachshund, man. You might be not 5 pounds. You might be 200 pounds. You're making 200 pounds of bad decisions. But you know what? You learn. You count what's behind. He goes on to say, "In whatever gain I had, I count as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things." It says, for His sake. That's a hard decision, isn't it? What are you willing to give up, Connie? You don't have to answer, but you could, but you don't have to. But what are you willing to give up? Jesus speaking to you. What are you willing to give up? Waiting. He's going, what are you willing to... What is the right answer? Everything. What is the reality? He's got to get you there. But, first you got to go back to all the places where you dug your feet in the sand. You dug it in. Nope. Can't give that up. Nope. We're talking about sin. It's about what? Will. Perception. The way we want. Well, I can't have this. I got to have my freedom. I got to be, you know. Bingo. I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. What do you tell the rich young ruler? Aren't you glad that, listen, the Holy Spirit tells you what goes? They go in increments. But I'm going to tell you something. God never takes something out of you that's carnal without giving you something divine, because you were never meant to be in a vacuum. Remember that little thing on that bulletin? It's been a long time ago. The little girl had this busted up looking little bear, and Jesus is behind her. He's got this big beautiful bear behind his back, and she's going, but I don't want to give it up. Let that picture. What He's asking you, He's only going to replace. He always replaces what He takes out of you. What does He do? He takes out what is of Satan's and gives to you what is of Him. Phil, man, I got to eat on that. I don't want to end up feeding and not eat the food. For His sake, I suffer the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. And be found in Him. Somebody say, be found in Him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ Jesus. If you're in Him, you're good. Skippy lets you in the party. You're in the party, buddy. You're in. You're in. You're in. It's done. Nobody can take you out. Rob, I seen yesterday, this was just a thought, probably Phil, but just watching Rena's team, their soccer team. Now, I don't know the reality. We're supposed to think the best of everything. It's easier for me to think they give your team the shaft. But, and then the Lord showed me just a thing with our lives, like a scene with the team. But I was just watching, and I was just seeing each little member, and I was seeing, man, they're starting to get it. They're starting to get it. If you can hold this thing together, this team's going to be really good. They're starting to get it. You understand? God's saying, you're starting to get it. You're starting to get it. He says, if you guys can hold this together, it's going to be really good. He goes on to say, 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Notice this is, we've been saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. It says he's already filled the Holy Ghost, done miracles, all this kind of stuff, and he's going to say that. But by any means possible, I may obtain the resurrection from the dead. Remember that thing by Mrs. Graham, right? Construction completed. Thank you for your patience. We're going to get that construction completed. The whole time, he's working in you. He's just saying, don't jump off the operating table. I'm working on you, man. Stay put. Look to him. Stay put. In all things, he's made a way. The blood covers all things. Your past is gone. Anything would challenge you, it is gone. It is gone. It is gone. It is gone. You can't curse what's blessed. It is gone. Why? Because, behold, he makes all things new. And he goes on in 12, he says, not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect. And this is where we are right now, right? But I press on. Somebody say, press on. Skip, remember the printing press? I press on. Him words are getting stamped in me. His words getting stamped in me. I press on to make it my own. Me speaking. And you say, well, I like that. I like that thought, but that doesn't mean you own it. It has to be worked out in you by you acting on it, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then it will be manifested in you. I make it my own because Christ Jesus, he says, I make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. I remember that story again, honey. I'm going to get it to you with Brother Roundtree. The Lord reminding you, I've made you my own. I don't know how you were feeling that day. It might have been, your life might have been tough. Your life is always tough. You needed to hear that day. There's a little girl, he's walking you around. He says, I've made you my own. You're mine. Was it? He says, you're mine. Dad made his choice. But you're his. Nothing would ever change that. I don't want to get in your business. Then look at the journey. Look at the journey and look at your attitude. And it's changed. See, the journey and revelation of him has changed your outlook. Now, I'm not trying to speak for you. That's just a little bit, and I'm jumping off it. Do you understand? The journey has changed your outlook. I get a little thing, whatever. I remember when Glenn and Connie first met them, and we were in Sterling, and we were having a meeting. Our first meeting, right? Connie was wired for sound, man. Right? She'd had a lot of hurts. Glenn had a lot of hurts. Right? The enemy's trying to tell them, they're going to hurt you again. You're going to get hurt again. You're going to hit her again. I remember her telling me in my mind, you know what? What happened? Ain't nothing happened. It was all good. We love you, man. But the Lord told you, do you remember that? He says, it's going to be different, Connie. It's not going to be like before. Do you remember them words? I do. Right? And it was like a like you're in synopsis with pebbles, right? That's a vicious dog. Yeah, or your neighbor. I don't remember the words, but I was reading that. I was like, man, right? They said, oh, she's vicious. She's vicious. He's vicious, or whatever. But you know, she's scared, confused, and doesn't understand. But she begins to melt, and you're a pebbles. You're a pebbles, all over the place. You're a pebbles. You say that yourself. Maybe put on there, I'm a pebbles. Right? Because it's not going to be like it was. Why? Because you've been accepted. You've been accepted by him. Nobody his opinion, verbal attacks or anything can change that. For their knee will have to bow to him and give account for their own lives. But yours is his. Amen. I hope you let the Holy Spirit speak to you there. Don't. He says it right. And close. Okay, we're right there. We're going to be done. He goes and say, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. It's like, oh, I was sitting there this morning. It's like, oh, am I up here? Am I just a hypocrite? Well, you know what? I'd rather tell you I'm weak. Work in progress. Unacceptable. We're not having this, but bless God, there's one thing we're doing. We ain't quitting. Right? We're not quitting. Right? Because the construction isn't done. As long as I got breath in my mouth, he's got work to do in me and in you. Come on! Let's do it. And it says, I'd make this one. I do not consider I made it my own, but the one thing I do. This is one thing we can do, Michelle. One thing we can do. One thing you can do, Rob. One thing you can do. Forgetting what lies behind. The enemy only uses the past to destroy your future. The enemy can only use the past to destroy your future. He has nothing else. He has nothing in you because you're new. If he brings you out, then he gets you to live in the old. Live in the old. He wants you to live in the old. Live in the old. Live in the old. He just got to get you back in the old. No, don't you remember when you were a little boy? Don't you remember your little girl? Live in the old. That's all the enemy can do. He's a deceiver. He wants to steal from you. You got the hope. Hope is a fruit of what's to come. One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards to what lies ahead. Straining down here, straining. Ah, like it wins, man. How many of the life's like that sometimes? Straining. Open your eyes. You get hit by a tree or something, you know. Oh, that's just a log in my eye. Open your eyes and say, oh, right? She's not the problem. I'm the problem. Okay. He's the solution. He's the solution. Jesus, I seem to have a log in my eye. Would you take this bad boy out of here, please? Straining to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward or the high call of God in Christ Jesus. There's a low call and a high call. Listen. Anything. I don't care. You could be good at math. You could be good at whatever. Whatever your job is. Anything they teach you. Listen. Universities used to be. What do you call them? Theology? Where do you tell you where you learn to be a Christian? Yeah. Christian before you learn anything else. Anything where Christ is not the center is empty and dead and leads into a lie. He is the beginning. All things come to him. To know anything, you must first know him. All good things come down from the Father of lights. All good things come down from the Father of lights. I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now listen, it says, listen guys, 15, let those of us who are mature think this way. What do we say? It's time to make some adjustments. Time to make some adjustments. Those of us who are mature, growing up, right? Think this way. Remember you had little brothers and sisters, mom, dad, take off? You got to watch them, right? They hard on you, lenient on them. Anyone been the big brother? Well, I was. Right? They treat you like slave, man, but let the little ones get away with everything. So it seems that's a wrong attitude. That's not true. Right. And it goes on to say, let those of us who are mature think this way, and if anything you think otherwise, and if in anything you think otherwise. Remember that thing. Ask myself, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. You don't care about facts. You just don't want to lose. You don't want to submit your will. It's a loss. It's a loss. It's a loss. Paul said, I lost all things. I lost all things. I consider them rubbish. God, he says, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let it hold true. Let us only hold true to what we have attained. Let us hold true to what we have attained. It's like by experience, isn't it? The Holy Spirit. Little side note. Ask the Holy Spirit. Go read Genesis, the first book of Genesis. First chapter of Genesis, then in 2, but go real slow and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal you. You know, it starts in there. You're reading there. God says He made the earth. Made a firm, how do you say it? A canopy. And it separated the waters from the waters. Either the Bible's true or it's not. If that ain't true, then none of it's true, is it, Michelle? It's all true. Right? He made the earth. It was without void. Right? He separated the waters from the waters. He made a canopy. I can't say firmament. Then he said he made two great lights, and he placed them inside the canopy. Two great lights, one for the day, one for the night. Placed all the stars in them. But I'm saying it, read it real slow. I'll tell you what, you got to blow your mind. Things aren't what they seem. Things are not what they seem. I don't know. Without literally blasting up there, I can't know. But you get the point is? The Bible doesn't say the earth is rotating around the sun. It says the sun and the moon are rotating around the earth. This way. Read it. I just put it right there. What am I trying to do here? You know, you're going to find out real quick your prejudices, your strongholds that you defend. You don't want to know. It's a good lesson. Does it matter if what's whatever? Not really. Does it matter your salvation? No. But it's the principle of letting the Lord tear down what needs to be torn down. The defenses. Because He makes all things new. He's making you new. Everything you brought from the old is will not stand in His court. You need an advocate. Well, I'm a prayer warrior. Jesus is a better one. He's the only one the Father listens to. He is everything. Be encouraged. Remember what Mrs. Graham said. He's working. He'll finish it. And as He finishes it, you're going to get more excited about your real call, and that's to be in Him. Be caught up with Him, to be with Him. He'll reveal all things to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Light be. Walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Great expectation. Make your request to Him. Walk it out. He's got you. He's covering for you. Do you understand the devil's trying to condemn you every second, every down? But you got an advocate. You are untouchable. Walk it out. Jesus' name. Let that stew a little bit.
Okay. When we are powerless to do a thing, it is a great joy that we can come and step inside the ability of Jesus.
One more time, honey.
When we are powerless to do a thing, it is a great joy that we can come and step inside the ability of Jesus. So let's not insult God with our hands.
Amen. In your hand, the weight I couldn't stand, all the questions I don't know, I place them in your hands. I stop trying to be strong, I don't have to hold it all. What was heavy starts to rest when I finally let it fall. I release, I trust. I place it in your hand where my heart can finally rest. I place it in your hand. I don't need to do my best. I let go of every plan I don't understand. I place it in your hands and I breathe.
Me to explain what I barely understand. You just meet me where I am and you take me by the hand. Faith isn't holding tighter, it's learning how to lean. Trust is choosing peace over what I think I need. Quiet trust that you are God and you are good. What I give you stays with you. Nothing lost, nothing missed. Peace arise when I decide to live like this. I place it in your hands and my heart begins to slow. I
place it in your hands, because I know I'm safe with you. Every fear is losing ground as your peace surrounds. I place it in your hands, and I'm calm.